It doesn't always turn out as you've imagined. I've made this audiobook according to my qualifications, my very own qualifications. In my series about living with an injury, I'll return with different stories about my own experiences. It's so much that's intertwined, and that's important to return to. I've made this audiobook according to my qualifications and my very own experiences. Words and expressions may not always be as they should, but they reflect how it is in my everyday life. However, I've done what I can to make what you're listening to as understandable as possible and mean something. So please enjoy and welcome into my world filled with experiences. I'll give advice and support to both you, a relative, and to you who has suffered a brain injury. It doesn't matter if it's small or if it's large. What I want to convey is that you should get an understanding and be able to give respect and support. But the most important thing is that you should be able to convey hope to the one who is subjected. In my series about life with an injury, I'll return to various events in my life. It is so much that's interwoven that's important to return to. In 2003, we were expecting our daughter, Emma. I was a happy mother who had two boys, William and Michael. I was often outside playing with them. They loved football and do so even today. They really enjoyed running around, and they were happy and carefree. I was a happy future mother who was expecting our daughter, Emma. I'm still happily married to my husband, Joseph. I was a lively person and extremely curious about different things. I always thought it was fun to go to work and put in an extra gear of energy, concentration, and joy when there was a lot to do at work. I had lots of ideas and saw many opportunities that could lead to good solutions. I was also appreciated for my being good at problem solving and conflicts. I was very loyal and I dared to go against what wasn't good. I spent a lot of time with loved ones. It was a beautiful autumn day, more specifically September 16th, 2003, and I felt really good. I had booked the laundry room. Like many expectant mothers, I wanted to nest a bit, as it's called. It was a beautiful day with sun, heat, and fresh winds. Winds that smelled of autumn. I felt rested and happy. A happiness spread in my body, and I felt ready. Really ready. I booked a time for the laundry room because I wanted to wash a couple of blankets and tablecloths. I wanted to prepare myself in peace and quiet. I was really ready in a strange way. I washed and dried a blanket in the dryer. It was for our baby and carefully selected with pink, beige, and green colors. I was longing to put it around her. When I was done, I took out the blanket and was about to remove the lint. When I started, I got a strong feeling of not doing it. I listened to the feeling and excused myself by thinking out loud, "Oh, there's not much lint, so it doesn't matter if the next person washing will see some lint." Classic, huh? Imagine that this lint is creating that much emotion. I was thinking about David Batra's book, The One Who Doesn't Remove the Lint Will Die. I smiled a little. How ironic. When I took the blanket and was about to leave the laundry room, I stopped and added extra time to the drying cabinet where the four small tablecloths were hanging. The keys were hanging on the hook inside the door of the laundry room. I had no pockets on my dress, so I thought at the moment that it was a good place to hang the keys. I went towards the door. All of a sudden, I'm turning around and returning to the dryer. I'm standing for a few seconds looking at it. Then, I'm bending forward, grabbing the hatch and pulling it. It's unusually obstinate today. I'm taking a deep breath, grab it with full force, bending forward even more, and pull with the hard jerk. Then, I feel something break into 1,000 pieces in my back. It feels like someone is throwing 100 stones and nails at my lower back. That was how it felt. An incredible pain. I immediately felt that something was wrong. I immediately began feeling dizzy, having blurred vision, and becoming unsteady. I started to feel bad, and the instinct told me to leave the laundry room. But in the middle of everything, I discovered that I didn't have the keys to my home. I saw the door to the laundry room close in slow motion. Everything was going so slowly.